There are so many moving parts when producing a podcast, and throw in what you need to coordinate for podcast guesting, it can be super overwhelming. In comes Podtask, a new CRM and episode management tool built by podcasters for podcasters. I chat with the founder, Adam Baru, who shares his journey and how to manage your podcasting with less stress so you can focus on what you do best. Let's get started. So, hey, welcome to the Leverage Your Podcast Show. I'm your host, Lindsay Phillips of smoothbusinesspodcasting.com. My goal is to help you leverage podcasting to skyrocket your visibility, authority, and business by sharing insider secrets from podcast industry experts, including myself, who have created a successful business through podcasting. So let's dive in. Hey guys, of course, I'm in the podcasting industry, as is my friend Adam here. And what I love is systems. And so when I happened to see Podtask out there in the world, I connected up with Adam Baru, and now he's on my show and we're going to talk about systems for podcasts. If you're not organized, just things go to pot.
Yeah, you need to be organized. Certainly. I know.
So what got you into the podcasting industry in the first place? And why did you create some software? That sounds like a big project to do.
It's a big project, but I'm very passionate about being a part of this community. Because for me, my story of how I got into podcasting, it was, you know, I look back like 3 years ago, if somebody would have, like, from the future would have said, like, hey, you're going to be a podcaster. You're going to have this whole, like, you know, set of things you do in that world. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't like being on the microphone. I don't like being on camera. I'm a very much a behind the scenes guy, but, you know, we can go into as much detail as you want. I've definitely been open and public with this story, but podcasting for me was like a part of my healing journey. I had a lot of like, kind of some trauma that was rearing up and manifesting in like anxiety and panic attacks back in late 2019, which I had never suffered from anxiety attacks before ever. And so kind of my process of, you know, healing that and, you know, resolving the anxiety attacks, I somehow found my way into this podcasting world because I wanted to talk about my journey and be authentic and vulnerable. I mean, I'm the CEO of, you know, I have four businesses that I run, but you know, my main company, I've been doing it for about 6.5 years, and it's just, you know, fraught with stress and anxiety.
Absolutely.
And, you know, being a CEO, I thought it was important to talk about my journey and talk about mental health in a professional setting. So that's how podcasting came to be for me.
I love that.
It's very much driven by my passion and my desire to want to help people.
Yeah.
And just embracing this community and trying to find ways to help other podcasters, because it's just such a, you know, one of the things I really love about it, it's very collaborative. Everybody's just open to sharing, talking, being real, being themselves. And that kind of runs counter to the other career, this, you know, running my company SweetCentric, which is in the IT consulting space. Unfortunately, you don't find a lot of authenticity and openness in that world.
In the corporate space.
In the corporate space, but especially in the IT and the development.
Oh, interesting.
Space. There's a lot of, you know, ego. I think definitely the pandemic has kind of opened people up, but, you know, traditionally there's been ego, there's been, you know, aggressiveness.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's not really been a conducive environment to just being real and being yourself.
Yeah.
And thinking about real stuff that you deal with that's not pretty.
I do love how podcasting has not only given people a voice, but it feels like a safer way to kind of share that vulnerability. And even listening to podcasts, like hearing someone else that's gone through something like you have, you don't feel like so alone. And again, even just collaborating and talking to people, it's like, and entrepreneurs, we don't talk about all the crap that goes on. It's like, everything is wonderful. And that's not the case. It's like, yeah, I've had a couple of nervous breakdowns myself and have anxiety and depression that I deal with as well. And I'm not as open with it, but I imagine that would be very cathartic for you to be able to do so in a way that impacts other people.
Yeah, I mean, therapeutic, I think, is what resonates for me, because it really was very much instrumental in my healing journey. And I'm the same person, but I'm also a different person, you know. Mm-hmm. Like right now, I also just turned 50 recently, and you know, there's been some other big stuff, and there's a lot of big changes that are about to happen in my life, and I owe that all to the healing journey that I've been on, which podcasting is very much a part of. And one thing I do want to talk about too, I think we live in a very interesting time, because a lot of the technical stuff that's been really was supported by, you know, the pandemic, you know, namely Zoom.
Yeah.
And just being more familiar with this remote type of setting. I think that has, you know, brought people into the podcasting world a lot more, because it's a lot more accessible. Mm-hmm. And people are used to just talking in a remote setting now, just across, you know, computer screen to other people. And it is a forum and a format that allows people to be open. And so, you know, podcasting's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Do you think some of these technical advances and, you know, cultural experiences we've had with the pandemic have really kind of opened the door to people just sharing and being authentic and being vulnerable and really wanting to help people out?
Agreed. And to be able to use all the technology that's in front of us in order to create that change, but also connect with other people in a different way. Yeah, like some of the people that I've connected with online or Zoom or podcasts, like I'm good friends with. And you wouldn't think, like years ago, you're like, that it sounds like a weird concept.
Okay, so here's a couple interesting things. First of all, I think some of what you're describing has been going on for a little bit, which is like, think about like dating online. Like if you went back 15 years, everybody would be like, that's the weirdest thing. I'll never do that. Well, I met my wife online.
Oh, wow. Mom,
and I used to be a wedding photographer. In fact, I mean, for like 10 years, that's what I did. And so many couples that we worked with had met online. So
yeah.
Like we've become used to that.
Yeah.
The other thing I'll say, so like somebody who is near and dear to my heart, who just has and forever will always have a special connection with me, is my executive coach, Kristen Taylor, because without her, I don't know if I would have had the healing journey that I had, because, you know, it was once I started working with her that really things started to come together for me.
Yeah.
I've never met her in person. Like we're very close friends. We talk all the time. In fact, I produce her podcast, How I Made It Through, and I've never met her in person. I'm here in North San Diego County, California, and she's up in the Seattle, Washington, Olympia area. And we always joke how, you know, one day, here's the other kind of like odd thing recently that happened it also kind of relates to Kristen. I've been working with this this marketing. I'll call him a wizard. Like the guy's fantastic. His name is Paul Berry, out of LA, and we've been working together for a while. And he also just turned 50 recently, so he was having this big birthday bash up in LA. So I went up for that. I didn't know anybody there. I was like, well, I only know Paul. I'm pretty good with meeting people. Well, it just so happens, just in the course of just meeting people at the party, there were like six people that all knew Kristen. She somehow was the glue for six people there.
What?
And like most of us hadn't met her in person. I think there was one person that actually had gotten to meet her in person, but that's just the world that we live in now. It's a really interesting place. You know, so much happens online and
it's so bizarre, but so amazing all in one.
That was just that evening I was just being in LA. I'm like, small world in a big city.
Yeah.
My experience was that night.
I know. I love that feeling. So let's step forward a little bit. And so you created Podtask. Why did you create that? And can you kind of give a synopsis of what it is?
Yeah. So when I started doing podcasting, you know, just being an entrepreneur, I didn't really kind of stop at just doing a podcast, but I had to create a business around it. Right. So I formed a company called EIQ Media Group, which had an intention to be a podcast production company.
Okay.
And, you know, we're actually growing pretty fast. Like, there's been a lot going on recently. But anyway, so when I first got started, I mean, between my podcast, which I had a podcast called The Change, which I've now retired. I'm going to be starting a new one. The wheels are already in motion for that.
Exciting.
But so I had mine. And I had Kristen's, and then, you know, between the two podcasts, there were like six people involved, a couple marketing people, my executive assistant, our sound engineer. And I mean, even with just one podcast, there's so many moving pieces. I mean, we were on a very consistent bi-weekly production schedule, but, you know, in terms of like everything we do has been guest interview based. So, you know, finding guests.
Oh, the coordinating is insane.
Getting information from them, doing the research, prepping for your episode, publishing pages on the website, all the marketing, TikTok and Instagram and audiogram stuff. I mean, there's like so many moving pieces, and much of what we're doing is our timed events. Like, we're releasing an episode on June 2nd, for example.
Yeah.
So leading up to it, we need to be doing these things, and we need to be staying on track with that. So, the main business that I've, this company SweetCentric that I've been CEO of for the last 6.5 years, it's a NetSuite solution provider practice. And so, you know, really quickly, NetSuite is a CRM and ERP system that a lot of big businesses literally run their entire operations on, right? And so I've been in that space for about 17 years and then running this company for 6.5 years. So when I started doing this podcast production, I'm like, well, I need some sort of a platform that's going to keep us on track, that all of us can be connected into, and so that we can be on track with all these things and not, you know, missing, you know, what we need to be doing. And so I actually purchased my own NetSuite account for EIQ Media.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I set everything up. I customized it to literally do a lot of what Podtask was doing. Well, Podtask wasn't in existence, but the early Podtask kind of NetSuite I had configured to do a lot of these systemization things, right? And keep us on track. So my renewal was coming up at the end of a year of being on NetSuite. And, you know, I was kind of getting into money saving mode. And, you know, NetSuite is fantastic, and it can be formed to really do anything for any particular business model. But I wanted to save money. And so I'm like, well, I mean, I am a software developer, so I might as well just build
something
that the team could use, and then I could save all that money, right? No intention to productize anything. Just an intention to build something that my team could use that wasn't NetSuite. So I built this whole thing, and then I got to basically like the 11th hour, and I'm like, man, if this is going to help us out, it's got to be able to help other podcasts out. Like, we're not unique in our production flow and the things that we do. So maybe I'll productize this. And was able to find that name Podtask and buy that domain and do
perfect, you
know, secure that and all that. And we were underway. And, you know, now it's definitely from what it was when I first launched it, which was about 9 months ago, to what it is today, is night and day difference. Like, I've got so much in there now that is going to benefit podcasters. And so, you know, there's 4 subscription levels. I have a forever free plan that I recommend to anybody who not just has a podcast, but if you like to do guest spotting on other podcasts, much like I'm doing here on your podcast today, you know, it's a big win for me because it doesn't cost me anything to go on these podcasts. And it's like, you know, it's getting my brand out there. I'm talking about Podtask. And, you know, so for anybody who has a business and wants to monetize their business through podcasting, doing guest spotting is a no brainer. It's just really what's involved is your time. So at least sign up for the forever free plan on Podtask, because it's all built around that guest spotting. Like, or if you do a podcast, you know, it's all about the guest building a profile or researching other people's profiles so you can get booked or be or book others, right?
Right.
And then going up from there, you know, at the different price levels, there's just different functionality. So the main thing is episode management. So for us now we're up at EIQ Media, we're up to 4 podcasts that we produce. And so how do you keep track? Even just one podcast, it's like, I don't know how many you've done,
yeah.
But even just one is like, there's a lot of work in there, you know, and most podcasters have other jobs, you know, or families. I mean, it's like, how do you keep track of everything so that you can be successful in your podcast without missing and without losing consistency?
Especially when it's not just you and you do have other team members, you do not want balls to get dropped.
Exactly. So we have episode management. So you can concept out like a whole season, even before you get started doing your interviews, line up who, you know, your topics for your episodes, you know, and then reach out and try to research your guests, get your guests booked, tie them to an episode record. One of the cool things that I recently launched with PodTask is workflows, and we have 2 best practice workflows that come with PodTask. So you don't need to start from scratch, but you can activate one of the best practice workflows that may be more, you know, accurate for your production flow. Yeah. And you can even tweak it from there. But the workflows are cool because what they do is the workflows really are 2 things: tasks and then automated notifications. So you basically activate or you build a workflow, you tie that to your podcast record in PodTask. And then for each new episode record that you create for that podcast, it's going to apply your workflow. And, you know, if you have tasks that have this, there's a checkbox that says like automatically add this task upon episode creation. It's not named that long, but I forgot the.
I know what you mean.
It just says add automatically. But anyway, you get the point where it will, for each new episode record you create, and as you're building your episode, it'll automatically add these same tasks and schedule these same notifications. So you can use notifications for like when you book a guest, just a thank you email that they get afterwards, along with a questionnaire. So another cool feature that we added recently is our questionnaires. And there is a best practice questionnaire that you can start off with and just so you don't have to build one from scratch, but you can tweak it from there. Because when you're doing guest interviews, you need a lot of information about your guest. You need bio, their headshot, any social media links they have, just a bunch of stuff. Like you asked me at the beginning here, how do you pronounce your name? One of the questions in the questionnaire is, how do you pronounce
your name?
So that you have all this stuff so that you can prepare, ahead of time and just be ready to knock it out of the park in your interviews. So, it's really helped, you know, my whole team stay on track. So I have my marketing team in there. It's set up, you know, to support teams and different roles of people. So I have my marketing people in my account. They're flagged in a marketing role so they can get access to do what they need to do, but they can't do, you know, stuff that like an admin or a producer can do in PodTask.
Oh, okay.
But they need to, you know, they need to be notified that, hey, this episode is set to publish in 7 days. You need to start working your marketing assets and do your first post. I think we do like 5 days in advance of an episode release. We do the first teaser post. And so really without me having to like email around,
manage people,
spreadsheets, it's like, it's all automated. I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah. I have seen other, like, obviously there's different project management tools out there, but I've never heard of one that has like, from a podcast standpoint, like all those workflows. Like really, even for a podcaster, just to write down what are all the moving pieces, how do they have to be timed? When this is done, then this person can do this piece. And then like, it's a logistical, like it's enough to make your head spin. So to have that already built in, so it's like episode, bing, 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 like all the tasks are like, you know, deployed out and timed in just the right way, without having to worry or oversee or manage. What a time saver.
Yeah. And you have control over all of that timing. So like, I think by default, like one of the things is like, you know, like an episode, your episode is about to publish email that goes out. I think by default, it does it the day before the episode release, but if you want it to go 3 days before, change it. So those are all configurable.
I love that. What would you say is the biggest thing that holds podcasters back? Like when it comes to managing a podcast, what is the biggest stumbling block?
You know, it's for sure something that I've experienced, which is time. Like I run four companies and, you know, just Sweet Centric. We've got like 25 employees and contractors. So like, you know, I don't have a lot of time. And so the more I can just delegate tasks and things to a system or, you know, to others that I work with, you know, where the system can let people know what they need to be doing and when.
Yes.
You know, the time is the number one thing, because people are going to, I think, you know, a lot of podcasters that kind of burn out after a year of doing it, they burn out because it's a very big time commitment. If you're not planning things out and kind of organizing things properly. Yeah. So I think a lot of people experience burnout, and it really is just, they feel overwhelmed by trying to do everything else in their life and run a podcast. And so, you know, again, like the desire and the drive for this is to keep people going.
Yeah.
I mean, so much passion and purpose that goes into podcasters doing what they're doing, that if I can have a tool that's inexpensive that you could sign up or cancel anytime, like, and really relieves time back into people's lives, like, I think it'll really help people avoid that burnout. And that's
agreed. And the thought of starting from scratch to like set up something yourself and like jerry rig it if you're using Trello, and it's like, it's just not going to work. So yeah, have something that's already pre-built and you can just kind of like configure it.
Yeah. So I wanted to add a little bit more to that, like in regards to time. You know, another thing that I think people stumble on, you know, doing, you know, podcasting work without much of a support base is all the marketing. I mean, there's like, if you really want to be successful in a podcasting space, you really need to be spending a lot of your time strategically around marketing.
Yep.
Trying to build listeners, you know, new audience and listeners and stuff like that. And so a couple months ago, you know, all the rage lately has been, you know, AI and ChatGPT. So, you know, actually I went to PodFest, which is a podcasting trade show. It was out in Florida, and I think it was late January. And, you know, coming back, I was like, oh, AI is what it's all about. I think within the next 2 weeks, I just dove down like into my, you know, put on my dev hat and just tried to like get something out there as quick as I can. And I'm pretty proud of what I built. So in PodTask, there's a feature called the content creator. And you can actually take advantage of it on the free plan. You don't need to be on one of the paid plans. You get more access to different things on some of the higher paid plans. But on the free plan, it is. So the content creator is integrated with the OpenAI API. And OpenAI is the platform that built ChatGPT.
Yeah.
So you can use you can go into content creator, like when you're done with an episode, and you've got the finished audio or video, whatever your end result is, you can take that audio file, for example, and drag it into the content creator. It will generate the transcript for you. Out of that, then you click a button that says create show notes. So it creates your show notes, a recommended episode title,
sweet,
an episode description, your key points all summarized. I can click another button that says generate quotes. And so it will generate recommended hooks from the interview that are impactful hooks, that, cause we like our format for our episodes, we have hooks that for the first 20 seconds of each episode to draw the listener in, right? Click a button, generate hooks. I don't need to listen to an episode numerous times to try to find it.
That alone is like a crazy time saver.
Click a button, generate LinkedIn post, click a button, generate Instagram post. So it's doing all that, and it's using ChatGPT for that.
Right.
So, you know, these AI-based marketing tools are, again, time savers and
absolutely
meant to enable and support the podcaster.
I love that. And the fact that you have like the management side of it, the marketing side of it, but what I think is really cool is that you also have the guesting side of it. Mm-hmm. And like the pitches and pitch management, because a lot of people don't think about those systems with that side of the mic. Can you talk about that part of it?
I'm so happy that you brought that up, because so pitching generally is where you're pitching to somebody to come be a guest on your podcast, right? But when you want to do guest spotting, which again is a hugely important and successful way to grow your podcast, mm-hmm. is to do guest spots on other podcasts, because you're getting out there in front of potential new audience members. I always recommend as much as you can do it, but at least maybe 4 times a month, right? And so what I was describing when you first brought this up was where I'm pitching somebody to come be on my show.
Yeah.
Well, what about when you want to do guest spotting? Yeah. On other podcasts? So PodTask has a feature called podcast pitching in there, and it's integrated with literally the entire podcasting database through the Listen Notes API.
Yeah.
So if you have a select, you know, set of podcasts that you know are in your space or your genre or category, you can use PodTask to send that targeted podcast a pitch request. Hey, I'd love to be a guest on your podcast. You should consider me. Here's a little video about me, just a little 30-second intro on why I'd be a fantastic, like a, literally a personalized, why I would be a great guest on your podcast. Mm-hmm. That's a really intelligent way to do guest spotting too. Not just waiting for people to reach out to you.
Yeah.
Be a guest on their show, but now you're taking the active approach to put yourself out there to try to get on other like ideal shows.
Absolutely. And
the big thing is like, you don't like on a lot of podcasts, you like, where would you even start? Like, how do I even send this podcast an email? I don't know their email address.
That's exactly it. It's finding them and who the right person to contact is. And like,
the PodTask has all that. It's got the emails. Oh, sweet. So you just click a button in PodTask and start the process.
I love that. And again, part of systematizing.
We went with
whatever that word is. I'm going to look it up afterwards. Is like pitching. Because a lot of people, they pitch, but then they're like, oh, I didn't get any answers back. But it's like, you got to follow up. And then you got to track like how many people have said yes, which ones have turned into episodes, and when has that gone live, and did you leverage it? Like there's, you know, you do need to track that to get some good ROI out of it as well.
So again, you're just giving me perfect segues because also what PodTask is meant to be is a CRM system for your guest management. So, you know, you can put potential guests and just tag them as like, hey, this is just concept research. They're not booked yet. And then you can move them along in the process until the ultimate goal is to get that secured, accepted booking, right?
For sure.
So, you know, working in the CRM space as long as I had, I knew that would be important for me. Agreed. To be able to have that ability to just from start to finish manage that whole guest life cycle.
Yeah. And I find that so many opportunities are lost when you are doing so much pitching. You're not going to remember what you did 2 months ago and who you reached out. So if you do have it, a system where you can follow up and reach and just to be able to control that so you don't drop any balls and miss opportunities.
And in terms of pitching, you know, so I created this little bot inside PodTask. I named her Podry.
I love that. I saw that today.
Yeah. That's so, awesome. I mean, that's basically the AI engine inside PodTask. And, you know, again, it's connected to ChatGPT. So it's going to do a lot of the same stuff. So you can click a button. And I know this is a function that is on the free plan. You can click a button that says, generate me a podcast pitch email. And so it'll write the email for you. So like, okay. You don't have to, you know, write the email from scratch. You just click the button. You might have to tweak a couple things.
Add your personal touch for sure.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm going to have to try it out.
Just trying to help every podcaster, you know, save time and just save in things that maybe isn't entirely in their skill set. But what I love about ChatGPT, it's such a great creative helper. What I hope a lot of these features are in PodTask as well.
It still blows me away what is possible and how quickly it's come in, like, what, 6 months? It just kind of went pew.
Oh, it's bonkers. Like, because I, you know, on the side too, I like to play guitar, but I'm not a good like songwriter. Like, I'm good with like actually composing, but like with lyrics, not good.
Yeah.
So I've been in ChatGPT. I'm like, hey, I have a song. It's a ballad, three quarters time. I want it to be around this kind of concept. Write me the song. And it literally will write out the whole lyrics. And I'm like, yeah, that's great and all, but what if we changed it a little bit here? And it's like, it has this really great back and forth, and it's learning as you're responding to it.
So
it blows my mind. It's wild.
That is the slickest things. I keep hearing like different stories from people of how they've used it. They even use it in the medical industry. I don't understand how. Like, it just blows my mind. Like, where are we going to be in, 3 years from now? I can't even fathom.
I know. It's insane because, yeah, like it's really come on in the last 6 months. And just in that time alone, going from ChatGPT-3 to GPT-4 is,
yeah. I mean,
the technical leap they were able to make is staggering and mind-blowing.
It is mind-blowing. And for me, it's like anything to do with automating systems, processing, save time, because we have so much going on in our heads all the time. If you don't have to think about it and it's just someone poking you, hey, you need to do this now. Yeah. Yes, please.
Yes, I don't want to have to think at all. I just want to, like, podcasters are going to be successful when they're allocating their time to the most strategic uses of it and not wasting time on mundane things that assist.
Agreed. Yeah, absolutely. Well, how can people find Podtask and sign up and start systemizing?
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so the website is www.podtask.com, but Lindsay's going to have an affiliate link, and I recommend, if you're interested in signing up, going through her affiliate link, because then she gets a nice little commission out of that. Anybody that signs up can also become an affiliate. The affiliate program is great because people that you sign up through your affiliate link, they'll get a month free on Podtask, whichever plan they choose.
Awesome.
And the affiliate themselves will be able to earn 10% commission on, the lifetime of that subscription. So it's really a great win-win. So be sure to look for Lindsay's affiliate link to Podtask.
Thanks. Yeah. And I'll have that, of course, on my show notes at smoothbusinessgrowth.com in the podcast area. So, I can't believe how far you've come in 9 months of creating this baby. It's insane. So what's next, do you think, for you?
I mean, I'm just having so much fun doing it.
Yeah.
Really what's next for me is I have a podcast that, again, I mentioned earlier, I kind of retired The Change, which was focused on mental health and the workplace and having a lot of conversations around anxiety and burnout. But my new podcast is going to be called Beyond the Microphone, and it's going to be interviewing podcasters to, have everybody come on and tell me their journey, their story.
Yeah.
What drove you to create a podcast, much like you asked me in the first question.
Yeah.
What have you been learning? What's been working well? What hasn't been working well? And so I'm really looking forward to getting that going. It's going to be a weekly podcast, and
nice.
Hoping to release our first episode in July.
Ooh.
Outside of that, I'm taking on new podcasts through EIQ Media that we're producing and working with these podcasters. One of which is actually our first episode's publishing in just over a month from now. It's hosted by a lady named Irene Ortiz Glass, and she has had a rough go through menopause. And so the podcast is called What I Wish I Knew Beyond Menopause. And it's really her talking about her journey.
Yeah.
Talking with experts around what is menopause, what are the hormones, what's the science, like what are alternative therapies and ways to get through that life stage.
It's not a topic that many people talk about. So to have it open, an open forum about it is super helpful.
And that's what EIQ Media is all about. Like, let's talk about the untalkable stuff. And so
I love that.
I'm having fun and
good
projects for me.
I love it. Well, I'm so glad you came on the show, and hopefully we'll help a ton of people create systems and you know, get rid of pod fade and they just soar and grow their podcast and their influence and their impact. So and I appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. And one of the things I do want to also mention is for anybody that signs up to Podtask, you'll get emails from me, just like welcome email, reach out to me. I'd be happy to jump on a Zoom and help you talk about how you can set it up to work best for you. So just let me know.
That's nice.
Offering that for free to anybody who wants to just get started and get started the right way out of the gates with Podtask.
Perfect. It's nice to have a real person behind a software. It's not always the case. Yeah. Thank you again so much for your insights. And I'm just super happy for what you've been able to accomplish and look forward to see what's going to come for you.
Yeah. Thanks, Lindsay. Thanks for having me here. It's been great.
All right. We'll see you next week, guys. Bye.
And that is a wrap for this episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. Your next step, head to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to more episodes to get more insider secrets. And if you want to leverage your podcast for higher ROI, then get my free podcast leverage system training at leverageyourpodcast.com/free.